The Radio Theatre Group presents Flawed Hearts by Claire Redaway.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over.
Will you dance?
I thought you'd never ask. You've been staring at me all evening.
Was it that obvious?
Only to me. Then it's only me who's looking. Oh, Ricky.
What?
Just bliss.
Cheese and pineapple cubes and warm white wine? You're easily pleased.
You know what I mean. This. You and I.
You smell of wide open spaces, waves, the sea.
Lovely. Rotting seaweed.
No. You've not got a romantic bone in your body.
You've got enough for both of us.
It's the smell of freedom. Elspeth.
What?
Darling, I wanted to ask you.
I'm coming, for goodness sake. Hello.
Elspeth Blessington.
Yes, can I help you?
I'm from Bevis and Hailworth, your management company. They want an up-to-date survey of all the flats in the block.
Really? They didn't tell me about it.
No? You should have got a letter.
No.
Well, admin's backed up with the current overload. We've got goodness knows how many to get through. There must have been a glitch getting your letter out. Now I'm here. I've got ID, look.
Miss Harding?
Ms. I've just done your neighbours downstairs. I'm hoping to do you and one more before lunch.
You better come in.
Thanks.
The layout is much the same. Bedroom that way, kitchen, bathroom, sitting room through here.
Nice. Sunny. Big windows.
Yes. I'm lucky. I catch the morning sun. I could watch the dawn if I was ever up at that time.
Not a morning person.
No. Would you like to sit down?
I'd rather not. High ceilings?
Yes, like all Edwardian mansion flats, of course. Do you mind if I do? My knees are not what they were, and my espresso is getting cold. Can I get you a cup?
Such elegant furniture. Tasteful. Someone has an eye for colour.
Do your surveys usually include cushions?
It must have cost a pretty penny.
You'll find you have that on your records. Can I lend you a tape measure, or did you bring your own?
Civil servant, retired. I suppose property prices have shot up in London since you bought it. Even so.
I'm sorry.
Fresh flowers. Big bowlfuls of tulips at this time of year.
I'm fond of tulips.
Are you? I've always felt they're rather overblown myself. Blousy.
Actually, I'd been going to get in touch about the exterior paintwork. You'll see it's flaking badly on the sills. I'm not sure you'll find anything of relevance on the mantelpiece.
A postcard from Washington. My brother lives in Washington. Wonderful city.
Really?
My parents visited at Easter.
Perhaps you'd better tell me why you are here.
I wanted to put a face to a name.
I see. My face? My name?
Yes.
Can I ask you why?
I think you know.
I do?
You're a friend of my father.
Harding. Would that be Ricky Harding?
Oh, for goodness sake.
I worked with Ricky Harding for some years. Are you his daughter?
I think you knew that when you opened the door. Otherwise, why did you let me in?
I thought you were from the management company. I thought you were carrying out a survey.
Don't you know that it's dangerous to let strangers into your home?
You don't look as though you're going to murder me.
I contemplated it.
Really? You want to murder a woman you have never met? Do you have some kind of psychological condition?
When did you last see my father?
What a question. Why, it's been some years. We have an annual get-together at the office, what was the office, for old colleagues. I usually see him there.
You're expecting him now, aren't you?
I beg your pardon?
Do me a favour. Stop lying.
My dear young woman.
I am not, nor ever will be, your dear.
Why didn't you sit down and tell me what's upsetting you?
So many photographs in such smart silver frames. So many for a single lady, a spinster of this parish.
You'll find when you're old that you like to have family and friends around.
Ah, here we are. I thought I'd find one. He looks so young.
I like to remember the past.
Perhaps you'd like to remember this bit of the past. Here. Still in its envelope, addressed to Mrs. R. Harding, the old rectory, Lambourne. Such lovely copperplate handwriting. Did you learn that at school? You do recognise it, don't you?
I don't think there's any point in denying that.
At last!
Where did you find it?
It was in his desk.
Poking and prying. He always said you were inquisitive.
What? You talked about me?
Of course. He thought if anyone found out, it would be you.
How unusually perceptive for a man who... Did you know she didn't get it?
Your mother?
He must have intercepted the post. Nippy, eh? I don't know why he didn't throw it away.
It's open.
It was shoved to the back of his desk drawer, crumpled up.
Did he put it there?
Who else? Go on. Go ahead. Have a look. Remind yourself.
Please, Mrs. Harding, believe me when I say that this is the hardest letter I've ever had to write. I have spent months deciding whether I should contact you.
Ricky's always been so against it. He wants to find the right time, he says. I'm worried that time will never come. There's something you should know, and there's no easy way. You see, Ricky and I are in love.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Writing a letter.
Come here.
No! I just want to finish this. He's frightened that you will go to pieces if he leaves you. So please, I'm begging you, please release him.
Come back to bed or I'll...
1 minute.
I'll come over.
I hope that in the future, without Ricky, you too can find love with someone else.
Gotcha.
Careful.
I can't bear to wait a single second I have with you.
Ricky, you do know I love you, don't you?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Thank the Lord and my lucky stars and the gods of romance and of passion.
And you do want us to be together, don't you?
More than anything in the world.
If only it were possible.
If only it were possible. Is there something wrong, my darling?
No, 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 of course not. Only you are going to tell her, aren't you, Ricky?
Of course I am, darling. Soon.
What? You're not smiling. Don't you like to hear it? Our love is real and we are best friends too. Ah.
It was a long time ago.
1975. I'm begging you to release him. Begging? Did you have no pride?
I would have done anything then.
Did you know that she didn't read it?
I can't remember.
Did he tell you? Did he know that you were writing the letter? Did he approve? Oh, no, sorry. He can't have done. They stayed together.
Does your father know that you're here?
No. Next.
Don't you think that you should be having this conversation with him, not me?
On the contrary, I want to have the conversation with you. So you admit you had an affair with my father.
I think you should leave.
But I don't want to leave, and I'm not going to leave. So what are you going to do? Call the police?
I could call the concierge. I'm lucky enough to have one in this building.
What's he here for, then? To protect the other old whores?
I always thought I'd like you. Of all Ricky's children, you've got balls.
What?
For God's sake, sit down. I'm going to have a gin.
Want one?
So you found the letter, and seething with righteous indignation, you thought you'd come and confront your father's old mistress. Is that right? You know, it was decades ago. It only lasted a few weeks. A summer romance.
A few weeks?
Yes. Oh, we were working together on a big project, long hours, late nights. You know the sort of thing. And in those days, offices were, well, it could all get a bit overheated.
So that's when you...
We got together. I know it was wrong, but in those days...
It wasn't in the dark ages.
It feels like it now.
Did you know he was married?
He had a lovely picture of your mother and all of you on his desk. It was taken on a beach holiday, I think.
Woolacombe.
Perhaps.
That's where we'd go in the summer. It didn't bother you?
We fell in love. I couldn't resist him. He was so handsome, carefree, funny. Well, you've read the letter. You can see what state I was in.
Sounds to me like you were selfish, immature and cruel.
I suppose so, yes. But then the summer ended and so did our relationship. He went back to all of you.
Do you think I'm daft?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you think I'm daft?
Certainly not. You seem quite switched on to me.
A few weeks. This letter was written in 1975. Here, have a look at this. It was in the drawer too. See, you and him on the left and you next to him, cuddling up on the right. That's so cosy, your hand in his pocket like that. Sweet. I mean, I assume it's you. Younger, of course.
This was taken on the embankment. He kept it. It was one of those perfect London days. Chilly, but the sun was out. It made the Thames glitter. I never usually saw him on a Sunday. It was his day with you, he said. I was an old hand at empty Sundays. I'd do an exhibition or a film, go up to the heath for a walk, and then it was nearly time for supper in front of the TV and bed. But that day...
We'll go to Freddy's. I want their biggest bowl of mussels and bottles of champagne. Come on, darling, let's go.
Don't you need to get...
I don't need to do anything. I'm here, aren't I? Are you pleased?
Always.
I wish I could be in town every weekend. What do you usually do?
Oh, you know, friends, dinner, private views, parties.
I bet. I hope you aren't lured away by any of those randy youngsters.
Hardly.
You could go to Freddy's every Sunday for lunch and think of me, knee-deep in football boots and ballet shoes.
Let's take the long way round. I want to see the sunlight on the river.
Whatever you want.
Whatever.
Whatever you want.
I want you to stay.
They were out of mussels. He was very cross. We had scallops and champagne, a bottle on the house. We were about to go home, and then there was a photographer.
Hello, his daughter here. When was this perfect Sunday?
I forget. Perhaps in August?
But you'd got into quite a routine. You see, what I think is interesting is that here, in this photograph on the embankment that you like so much, he doesn't have a beard.
No?
No. And do you know when he shaved it off? I've been looking in the family albums. 1982. 7 years later.
My, my. We have been a busy bee.
So your lovely walk along the embankment was at least 6 years after the supposed end of your affair.
Well, the police for certainly missed out when you chose your career. Lord Lucan better watch his step.
Don't! Oh! Why do you keep lying? Well, I'm in front of you with the evidence right here.
I don't want to hurt you. What you don't know can't harm you.
It's still going on, isn't it? After all these years, you're the friend he came to see in London, the drinking buddy. When he said he was staying at a club, taking an exhibition, catching up with old chums.
He still comes to stay. Although the sex has tailed off rather over the years.
Please!
Isn't that what you want? The gory details, the seamy, sleazy facts about your father's life. Isn't that why you're here? What? Don't you like it? The sex was magnificent, by the way. Quite the best.
Shut up, shut up. I don't want to know.
Well, what do you want to know?
I want you to know what you've done.
I came to terms with what I've done a long time ago. I accepted it. What I could have, all I could have...
You accepted it. What about us?
Well, what about you? You've told me, you've shown me that your mother didn't know.
You poisoned their marriage.
Don't be absurd.
They were the generation that could have worked things out. They didn't divorce. No, not them. They soldiered on. They could have had a chance, made a go of it. But you were still there in the background, pulling on his strings. Even when he retired, moved away, there you were.
It was up to her. And she did nothing.
Do you think she was stupid?
I have no idea.
I spent my whole life wondering why they seemed to hate each other. The rows, the drinking. I ping-ponged between them. She should have left him. He should have left her.
Well, that's one thing we agree on.
But he didn't. He chose to stay. So you should have broken it off.
I did try.
Got a husband of your own.
When I was young, I had a number of men who were possibles. But I was fussy. And then... when I met your father.
That was terrifying.
Robin! Oh, that was exhilarating. How come you've never been on a roller coaster before?
I have.
Just not since I was about 10.
Sensible Elspeth. Feet on the ground, Elspeth. I think you need to learn to fly.
Come on, let's do it again!
Oh, and the great swoosh of romance swept you off your feet and it was all okay because you were in love. Is that it?
Haven't you ever been in love, Sophie?
What? Of course I have.
It was Patrick, wasn't it? That's his name.
Oh, God! Our lives were your pillow talk.
I thought you didn't want to hear about the sex.
You knew about Patrick.
And I heard you split up. I'm sorry.
Sorry? Do you know why?
I forget the details.
He was having an affair with a stupid little tart from his office. Ring any bells? I found out. I threw him out. No question. I wasn't having him in my house a moment longer.
It's hardly the same.
Isn't it? Don't you think it's a coincidence that I should land up married to a man who is a philanderer?
You'd be naive to think it's that unusual in men of a certain age.
Because of women like you.
Women are not immune to adultery. And why is it my fault that you fell in love with the wrong man?
Oh, don't you see? I was damaged by their relationship. People always mimic the way their parents behaved. It was inevitable that I'd marry a man who'd betray me.
There are always two sides to every betrayal.
You would say that, and it's not true. Not in this case. What?
I suppose if you admitted your own behaviour, you'd still just blame your father.
What are you implying?
Really, Sophie?
Ms. Harding.
Oh, don't be so pompous. And take responsibility for your own life, for goodness sake. Ricky always said you spend too much on therapy.
How dare you!
You might have inherited Ricky's brains. It's a shame his charm seems to have skipped a generation. Pass me that napkin, will you? The tonic's gone in my eye. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
It's understandable, I suppose. A terrible waste of gin.
It's just I didn't know about you, and then I did, and suddenly it all made sense.
Don't use one small part of your father's life to justify everything that's wrong in yours.
I worry about them, you know. Their lives, I mean, they're all such a mess.
Tom will be fine. He can retake those exams. You said yourself that Jake and that girlfriend of his weren't suited.
And Soph?
Your leaving them will be harder for her, but you told me she's strong. She'll cope.
How can you be sure? I feel...
What?
That it's my fault. If I'd been there for them...
You were there for them. You were there all the time. That's something I can certainly reassure you about.
But was I? Was I properly there? Or was I thinking all the time of a way to escape to come here?
Of course not!
Don't you ever have doubts?
Do you miss Patrick?
Every day. And the boys miss him too.
Ricky adores your boys.
There are a handful on my own. Teenagers, who'd have them? One minute they love you and the next you're worse than Hitler. You're lucky in that, at least. You never had kids with him. I did check.
Is that what he said?
What? No.
No children? No, well, I suppose not.
There are no records of any child.
You didn't check hard enough. Not thorough. Not a perfectionist. I am surprised at you.
Oh, God. What?
I don't want to talk about this.
You have to.
Oh, I don't think so.
Did you have a child? Children? Where are they? I don't see any pictures of a child.
Is your house full of pictures?
Theirs is, actually, yes. My mother likes to have a new family portrait every year. You should see the piano.
Sounds suffocating.
Well, it's not. Family is everything to her.
Ricky says she prefers dogs.
That's rubbish. Although she does like animals.
And gardens.
She's a talented gardener. What's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. I'm not surprised he went looking for something less domestic.
Leave my mother out of this. She didn't know.
I think she did.
Why?
You knew with Patrick.
This is not about her. It's about you and these children. I have a right to know.
Do you? What makes you think that?
They'd be related to me.
Shush, shush, shush. It's all right, little one.
We named her Carlotta.
I came as soon as I could. Are you all right?
Better than all right. Much better.
Isn't she beautiful?
She is. She really is. And so are you, my darling.
I can't take my eyes off her. Look, her fingernails.
like that swirl of
hair. Oh, look, she's smiling.
No.
Well, I think so. She's got your eyebrows. That's so strange. And something the size of...
a bag of flour.
No, not a bag of flour. She's like the finest hand-blown glass.
A wiggling puppet.
Do you want to hold her?
Oh, she's so light.
You look so comfortable. I feel like I'm going to snap her in two.
Well, you'll get used to it. Here.
You're so deft. So sure.
You're right, though. Carlotta suits her. Carlotta.
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 Carlotta, Lotta, Lotta.
Such a pretty name. Because, you see, she was so pretty. She was the most perfect, beautiful baby. Those dark eyebrows made her look, I don't know, regal or a little bit like Audrey Hepburn. Old before her time.
What happened?
Oh, she died. She was 3 days old. There was something wrong with her heart. You couldn't see anything at all. It was all underneath. And on the outside, she was perfect, staring up at me.
I'm sorry.
Well, it can't be helped. Nowadays, with the things they can do medically, maybe she'd have... Still, she didn't live, and that's all there is to it.
When?
She'd have been 38, last Monday.
38? A younger sister. I always wanted. I have two brothers.
I know.
She would have... We could have played together. Our children would have been cousins. It's not the same with the boys.
I didn't see you're sentimental.
I'd have liked to have a sister.
And I would have liked a daughter.
Was he... Was Dad...
He was good, if that's what you mean. He managed to be around. Not that I really noticed, frankly, but he did. If Carlotta had lived, things would have been very different. For all of us.
Yes. He liked being a father.
He's a good father.
That's debatable.
Perhaps there was a part of him that was relieved.
No.
I hope not. But sometimes I wonder if her death was a punishment. I know it can't have been, really, but I do wonder sometimes, mainly at night.
You've asked the wrong person for absolution.
Of course. It's what you'd have wished on me, a guilty conscience keeping me awake.
I didn't wish a dead baby on you. I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
No. Well, so... I don't like talking about Carlotta. But sometimes it's as though she never was. As though I'm the only person who remembers her.
38, you say?
Yes.
Tom, my brother, he's 36. The accident, they called him.
Yes.
So they must have been reconciled?
I went away, took a foreign posting. Hong Kong. A complete break with the past. Not that I'm naive enough to think that Ricky and your mother didn't ever... while we were together.
Hong Kong? Sounds far enough.
Everyone was so kind. I couldn't bear the pity.
Even Dad?
Especially Rick.
Are you all right? Can I get you anything? Glass of water?
I'm not thirsty.
No, but a cushion. A pillow. Are you cold?
No.
I mean, turn up the heating. This flat is bitter. You should light the fire. Look, I'll do it. Have you got any matches? Oh, I can't think where you keep the matches. Oh, I'll use your lighter.
Ricky.
What? What can I do?
I haven't got the energy to make you feel comfortable.
No.
I need all my strength to... If I stay very still, if I don't move at all, if I keep my head just like this, like it is right now, then maybe I won't go under.
You're not crying so much today. That's a good sign.
Ricky, you cannot make this better.
No. I'm sad too, you know.
Sad? Sad?
Perhaps you should see a doctor. Get some pills.
Don't you have a train to catch?
But I don't understand. That was it. That was the end. A break. You had a chance to find someone else, build something of your own, have a family.
No. The doctors were very clear about that.
So what happened?
I came back.
Why?
You don't leave grief behind when you take an airplane. It's not like a forgotten sock. You wake up every morning and there it is, staring at you. There didn't seem much point in running away anymore.
So you took up where you'd left off?
I keep looking at your face and wondering whether Carlotta would have been like you. I do hope not.
I remember when Tom was born, do you?
I was away.
I was 10. Jake must have been 6. I found my mother crying.
Innocent?
She was in bed, holding Tom. He was asleep. The curtains were drawn and it was dark. My father wasn't there.
It's not that unusual to cry after a baby.
No. I'm trying to remember, but...
So, she was unhappy.
It's just, I don't remember Tom being born as being a happy time.
I didn't know that.
So, when you came back, were you still working with him?
In the same department. But everything was different because I was different.
But...
He had a baby who was alive. I'd see the photographs on his desk. It was difficult.
Mr. Harding, your copy of my latest report.
God, Elspeth, don't you knock.
Good afternoon, Amy.
Thanks, Amy. That'll be all.
Nice.
It's not...
What it seems. Really, Ricky.
Things are hard at home.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Liz hasn't bounced back.
Oh, poor you. The women in your life don't seem to be coping that well with motherhood at the moment. But I like the way you're handling it. Really.
Elspeth, please. You were away. I missed you.
But you found a replacement.
Never.
You did. You have. What did I just see?
You saw a fool. Not dealing with things as well as he could. As he should.
Well... That's honest, at least.
Don't be like that. Don't be so brittle, cold. I know that's not who you are.
But I don't know who I am anymore. I look at you, at all you've got, Tom and the family and everything, and I look at my life and...
I don't know if this makes any difference, but you've got me. You've always had me. Always will.
Is that me and Amy, or me instead of Amy?
So...
Oh, what do you want from me? Yes, our affair started up again. Tentatively.
But why? Why go back to him? Why would you accept that?
Don't you see? She lived for 3 days. I didn't have time. Hardly anyone had even seen her. I didn't have a funeral. It wasn't done then. The hospital just took her body away. She wasn't real. Except to me. And to Ricky.
And that's it?
Isn't that enough? Empires have been built on less.
So he stayed with you from duty?
Duty?
Because he felt guilty about Carlotta that she died.
Heavens no. I shouldn't think so. Your father has never struck me as a man troubled by guilt. It doesn't keep him up at night. No. I said that I went back to him because of Carlotta. Well, certainly at the beginning.
And later?
Well, I'm still amazed at the capacity of humans to heal themselves. Pain over time becomes dulled. You don't believe it, but it's true. It's still there, of course, but not as sharp, as agonizing.
So you found that you could enjoy yourself again?
Don't judge me. Your children are alive. That surge of love I felt for Carlotta, that passion, it took my breath away. Well, you're a mother, you know. So I shut that part of myself down. What I felt for Rick was more sedate than before. Love, yes, but not the same. Look, I'm not trying to prove anything to you. I'm just saying that my life divides into before Carlotta and after Carlotta. I became a different person. Simple as that.
And Dad?
He minded about her, but not as much. How could he? He had all of you at home. And I suppose I have to believe after all this time that he really did love me. Tell me, Sophie, have you found somebody new?
What?
When did Patrick leave?
A while ago.
Have you replaced him?
Well...
it's not easy, is it?
I could have. I could do. Of course I could. I will do. I've been busy with the children, with work.
I didn't feel emotions normally then. Not for years. I don't expect you did either. Rick was comforting, kind, and he made me laugh. He really is the most positive person I've ever met. An eternal optimist. I did need that.
What did he need?
Why, how should I know? Whatever he needed, I couldn't give him, or I couldn't give him enough. I think he needed me and her. You should ask your mother.
She's not a great one for feelings and emotions.
When I think of your mother, which I rarely do these days, I think of a woman of almost inhuman stubbornness and determination. She clung on to him. How she clung on.
She is stubborn, that's true.
A mule.
Not only a mule. She's other things too. She's gentle, generous. She didn't deserve this.
So, are you going to report back?
What?
To her? About me? That's why you're here, isn't it? Please tell me that's why you're here.
Oh, no. Actually, I saw from Dad's diary that he was due a trip to London this week.
Yes, I'm not too sure when he's coming. He loves being vague, even after all these years. He's not sure when he can get away. Your mother's not well, he said.
No, she's had a knee replacement.
Nasty.
She's fine. Complaining.
Have you talked to him yet? Or will you soon?
That's just it. I came in part to tell you. He's dead. He died 2 weeks ago.
Dead? He's dead.
He died quite quietly, really. He had a heart attack and was in hospital. Then he came home. But he had another one in the middle of the night. We were all there. All the family.
Dead?
Yes. I'm afraid that he is. I'm sorry.
I don't believe. I can't believe. How dare you?
What?
You've been sitting in my flat, drinking my gin, making me rake over the past while all the time...
I'm sorry. I wanted
to
find out.
You felt that it was more important to find out about his... about me.
I've said I'm sorry.
And have you found out enough? Did I paint the picture well? Did you like the image of my dead child?
I didn't expect...
I've always wondered how I'd know. I read the obituaries every day. I'm always careful to check, just in case. But I must have missed...
We didn't. We haven't done that yet.
We should have had a... made a plan... made sure that... So if one of us... When is the funeral?
What?
His funeral. When is it? You're planning a funeral, I assume.
Of course we are. We have. We've had it.
What?
We had the funeral. Last Monday.
Carlotta's birthday?
What? No, I'm sorry, I got the wrong day. It was a Sunday.
A funeral on a Sunday? How unusual.
Is it? Tuesday. Sorry, I'm so muddled. Grief, you know?
I do. Grief even makes you forget the day of your father's funeral. What was it like?
Good turnout. Uncle Peter gave the eulogy. It was very moving.
What did he say?
What did he... He talked about Dad.
I see. Did you bury him or was he cremated? I never asked him. I don't know which he would have preferred.
Buried.
Oh.
No, I mean cremated.
How can you... How do you not...
Look, I'm sorry, but this is making me... I'm so upset. My father's dead, after all. I think that I'd better be going.
Yes, I think you'd better be going. I think you'd better get out of my flat right now. Put away all those nosy, prying questions in that executive briefcase of yours and...
Are you there? Hello? I did ring. No answer. Left first thing, hit traffic. Bit of a problem parking. Are you in? Ah, there you are.
Hello, Dad.
Sophie?
If you'll just...
Darling, are you all right?
In a moment. I feel sick. She said you... Excuse me.
She said you what, Soph?
How could you? All these years.
What have you said to Elspeth?
I wanted her out of our lives.
In what possible way is she in your life?
She's in Mum's life. She's been in Mum's life forever. For decades and decades. No wonder Mum... No wonder she's...
Sophie, I don't think you understand.
Oh, I do. Elspeth and I have had a long, long chat. She's told me all about it. All about you and about your affair.
Sophie! Sophie!
Sophie, turn it down.
What?
Down! Turn it down! That's better. I thought you were revising.
I am.
You can't concentrate with that racket.
You're so predictable, Dad. It helps me. It's proven. They've done experiments.
Well, it's driving your mother mad.
We can't have that now, can we?
Sophie, don't.
Why doesn't she just go in the garden if she finds the music too horrible? It's where she wants to be anyway.
What have you got against gardening all of a sudden?
It's no way to spend a life. She's wasted it. What has she ever done, really?
You want to know what she's done? Your mother has raised two delightful sons and one termagant with a safety pin in her ear. She's made a wonderful house and home, and yes, garden. And she's building a business as a garden designer. I think she deserves your respect. Why are you so hard on her?
She's...
What?
I want to get out there, into the world. I want to change things. The way everything's run, it's wrong. Me and my generation, we're going to wipe it out and build it up again from scratch. New institutions, equality for the people. We'll smash the old ways. No more marriage, no more ties. Anarchy is the way forward. I could never be like you lot. I could never be content with just being.
And that's how it should be, darling. You change the world. But pass your exams first, all right? And keep the music down.
Dad!
You were always so angry. And so certain you could fix everything by charging in, fists flying.
Don't throw this back on me.
I thought we could all do with a cup of tea.
Let me.
Thank you.
Milk, Sophie?
Yeah. Thanks.
There you are. Else?
Thank you.
Have a biscuit, Soph. Elspeth always makes these wonderful shortbreads. Delicious. I have to limit myself. Terrible for the waistline. Well, so, here we are then.
She told me you were dead.
What?
Your daughter, after she'd made me tell her about our life, she said you were dead.
Did you do that, Sophie?
Described the funeral and everything. Someone called Peter did the eulogy. Apparently he was very good. She only got stuck when I asked her if you were cremated or buried.
Sophie.
Well, I...
How could you do that?
I wanted...
I didn't raise you to be cruel.
Oh, for God's sake. You didn't raise me to be anything other than decorative and good at flower arranging.
Rubbish. You went to a good school and a good university. How you do like to rewrite history. And this is not about you. This is nothing to do with you, for once. This is about... Elspeth. About hurting someone deliberately, standing in front of them, lying to their face.
Well, you'd know all about that, Dad.
Sophie, apologise to her now.
No way.
I did think for a moment that it was true, and that you were actually dead.
Sophie.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry. Actually, I really am. I came here to put an end to it. To say that Dad was dead, because then I thought you'd disappear. But it's harder.
Hallelujah. Things aren't just black and white. Are you all right, darling?
I've had quite a shock. I've always wondered how I'd find out, whether I'd be able to come to your funeral. Well, you have to think of these things at our age. I've often thought I would stand under a yew tree There's bound to be a yew tree, veiled in black, mysterious. Who's that woman, they'd ask? I wouldn't speak to anyone, just watch and then slip away. I saw myself as the beautiful stranger. Not so beautiful these days. I expect everyone would think I was, oh, I don't know, someone you'd met in the village at art class or something.
They would wonder, and they would think you were beautiful.
I never really thought that it would happen, that I wouldn't know anything about it until it was over. I thought I'd know inside. I felt hollow for that moment when I believed I'd missed it.
I'm so sorry.
Funny how funerals are important. They are more important now than most things. I go to at least one a month.
Me too. Good idea about Peter, though, Soph. He'd do me proud.
Thanks. So, what now?
Now?
Well, now that I know. I mean, with you two.
Well, I think we've established that I need to make sure Elspeth is told if I keel over. But maybe I could leave that in your capable hands, Soph, love.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant, now that I know, you have to break it off. You have to choose.
Is that really what you want me to do, Sophie? It's all right, darling. There. Shh. You have a good cry.
It's so unfair, Dad. What makes her better than me?
She's not better. No one's better than you, precious. She's just different.
Patrick thinks she's better, doesn't he? Otherwise, why did he go to her? I hate him.
Hate him if it makes it better for you. But don't let the hate destroy you as well as the relationship.
I'm the one he should be loyal to. I'm the one he's in love with. It's me who's made sacrifices, scrimped and saved, brought out the children, only for her to swoop in.
People can't help it sometimes who they fall in love with. Maybe he couldn't stop himself. Do you remember when you were younger? How you were going to abolish relationships?
I wish I'd managed.
But you didn't. You threw yourself into them with such relish, grabbing love with both hands, all or nothing. That's what you do, Soph. You give your all.
Is that a bad thing? I thought that was what I was supposed to do.
You set the standards so high. Anyone who couldn't live up to them would think they had failed.
I wanted everything to be perfect. I thought it was perfect. How could I have got it so wrong?
You didn't get it wrong. Don't blame yourself.
So why did he choose her, Dad? Why her?
Maybe he felt he didn't have a choice.
Ricky, really? How did you, of all people, manage to bring up a child to be so unbelievably self-righteous? Did you never transgress at all, Sophie? Not even once in your blameless, perfect life?
I like to think that I've behaved properly.
She's been burnt.
By the wretched Patrick. Why am I so unsurprised he skipped off with his floozy? Where did you say he was now? The south of France?
Northern Italy, I believe.
Be careful your children don't follow him.
She loved too well.
Dad, will you break it off with Elspeth, for my mother's sake?
Ricky, I've already mourned you once in the last hour or so. I'm not sure I'm strong enough to do so again.
There's no need to, my darling. Sophie...
No, no. You're the same. You're all the same. You're going to choose her. Choose the floozy.
That's the most flattering thing anyone's called me for about 20 years. I feel quite young and naughty.
There's no need to choose because your mother knows.
What?
I knew it.
She's known for years.
You never. You didn't mention that, Rick.
How?
Probably in much the same way as you did. I take it, Sophie, that you found that blessed letter. Why you had to write it else, I don't know.
It's how I felt then. Why did you keep it?
Maybe deep down I did want her to know. Maybe then it would be taken out of my hands.
Pathetic.
Maybe.
When?
Sometime before I retired. We discussed it. She decided that she would prefer me to stay, and that she would accept that sometimes I would come up to London for a visit. Simple as that.
See? Not much fun being lied to, is it, Elspeth?
I think I said your mother is a stubborn woman, Sophie.
She made a different choice to you, Sophie. I'm not sure it made her happier.
She settled for something less,
like I did.
Actually, you know, I'm glad this has all come up now. I've been thinking. I'm an old man now, and I'm tired. High emotion is best left to the young. Nowadays, I think pragmatism is the sanest policy. It's not just me, Elspeth, my darling, who could drop down dead. I worry about you.
I have lots of people to keep an eye on me. I still have plenty of friends, and I do have the concierge, after all.
Does he check on you every day?
What are you suggesting, Rick? Sheltered housing? A home?
No, of course not. What I wondered is whether you'd consider moving down to Lambourne.
Oh.
There's a cottage for sale in the village. It's a bit bigger than this. Sunny, lovely views. We could all keep an eye on each other.
Lambourne?
Yes.
What about...
I discussed it with Liz before I set off. She's keen on the idea. She doesn't like me driving on my own these days. Thinks I'm a bit of a danger.
Well, this is unexpected.
Yes, it is.
Lambourne. I've never been there. I've got a picture in my mind, of course. Your house, the gravel drive, roses, buff beauty, I believe. The wisteria hanging over the stone porch and creeping into the gutters, always such a problem by the autumn. The post office run by volunteers. They never sell a decent loaf of bread, but you feel obliged. The church. Norman, of course. Still with a fair congregation despite the vicar. The pond with those wretched Canadian geese. The parish council. The WI.
So you'll consider it then. Maybe a visit.
Maybe.
Smashing. We'll do that then. Tomorrow morning. I think that calls for a bit of bubbly.
There's a bottle in the fridge.
I'll go.
After all these years, it was that simple. All he had to do was make it happen.
I don't know what she'll say to the boys. They're very straight-laced, you know.
I can't believe it.
Nor can I.
Sophie, before your father comes back, I wanted to say one thing. You were right. You shouldn't settle for less. Telling you about it, running through the whole thing in my head, I made the wrong choice all those years ago to go back to your father. I was too stunned to make a proper decision. He's a selfish man. It's the flip side of the romantic optimist. I love him, of course I do, but I recognize that in him.
So I was right to make Patrick go?
Well, I think that a relationship has a natural lifespan. It's painful to accept it, but I think it's true.
Here we are. Darling? Sophie. There. Cheers.
Cheers.
I can't believe this. I'm sitting in my father's mistress's flat, toasting her imminent arrival in my mother's village with champagne.
No.
What?
No, I'll not move to Lambourne, thank you, Ricky. This is my flat. Here is my life. Pimlico is my village and I like it. How could I walk into Lambourne with my head held high? How would you introduce me to your friends?
We could work it out.
You had planned to introduce me to your friends, hadn't you? The trouble with you, Ricky, is that you are impetuous. It's what you want, so it should happen, and therefore it will happen. But I think not this time. I'm too old, too tired to change.
Darling, are you sure?
Here's to you, Ricky.
Oh, my darling Elspeth.
So, what am I toasting?
Well, my dear, I think that you're the one who got what you came for, after all.
So, you're the Elspeth they're all talking about.
And you're the dashing Mr. Harding that everyone tells me to steer clear of.
Do they? I shall have to have words. I'm Ricky. I wondered if you'd care to join me for a drink. to celebrate your arrival in our department, of course.
I don't know if I should.
It's a tradition. Come on, the champagne's on ice. So, tell me, is there a Mr. Elspeth keeping the toaster warm in Finsbury Park?
There was, but I sent him packing. And I live in Pimlico.
Pimlico? Very nice. Had Mr. Elspeth been very bad indeed?
Quite unspeakably. Now, where was that champagne?
Oh, just come with me.
Flawed Hearts by Claire Redaway. Elspeth was played by Viviana Feinbinder. Sophie by Frances Watson. And Ricky by Richard Callinan. With Never Miserian as young Elspeth, Neil Weiss as young Ricky, and Emily Nunes as young Sophie. The studio manager was Michael Spitzer, and the play was produced for the Radio Theatre Group by Jill Bennett and Daniel Cawthorey.